Welcome to the Steve and Josh cast. I'm Steve.
I'm Josh. And today on the first initial inaugural Steve and Josh cast, we'll have some conversations. We'll do some improvised comedy sketches.
Plus, we'll discuss some unusual grading methods and our favorite place to eat 50 pounds of garbage.
Stay potted.
Stay potted.
Here's hoping you don't, hoping you don't become a rang, clang, 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 whoops, too late. Here's hoping you don't, hoping you don't become a rang, clang, 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 whoops, too late. Let's stick together, cause we're number eight. Let's stick to numbers, cause we're great. Here's hoping you don't, hoping you don't become a rang, clang, 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 whoops,
yeah,
too late.
I can cut it wherever we want.
I don't think you can. I think this has to go in there.
I would mute the TV, though.
Why?
You definitely can hear it. Well, now I guess we have to talk.
I guess so. Now that the noise is gone.
Should we talk about where we are? What's going on? It's Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Steve and I are in our basement where we have our TV.
Yeah.
We were watching cartoons.
Uncle Grandpa.
Uncle Grandpa. Pretty interesting. We've never seen it before.
That's, yeah. Took a little while to recognize it.
Yeah. I am fully dressed. Steve is in his pajamas.
It's rude.
I mean, I guess just because I care about my appearance, I'm going to work a little bit harder.
You have to go to the dentist.
Prove it.
I don't know. You still have teeth.
I would have teeth. All right.
It's 11:30 on a Saturday. That's fair.
Yeah, right. It wouldn't matter if I had to go to the dentist.
What do you mean? I'm just saying that's not that. I mean, it's late for any other day, but Saturday. Just relaxing after a hard week of the daily grind.
That's true. I'm glad we're speaking in non-specifics.
Yeah.
Presumably this is our inaugural episode, our first episode is another way of saying that.
How many ways are there of saying that?
Gosh, I mean, we could probably go over all of them.
I think we should.
Probably. Well, okay, let's work our way through this. There's first.
First.
There's inaugural.
Initial.
Initial.
An episode of Uncle Grandpa About Jorts by David Tennant.
I'm glad we're really focused on this.
The TV's still on.
It is making me laugh that one of the writers, I think, on Uncle Grandpa is named David Tennant. I'm going to guess it's not that David Tennant.
It probably is. It's probably Doctor Who.
It's probably Doctor Who himself.
Yeah. I just got a text message. Is that unprofessional?
I don't know. Are we... I don't know what this is right now. He's checking his phone.
Yeah.
Ignoring me.
Yeah.
So, Steve.
Josh.
He looked at me longingly for the audience. Oh, this is a podcast, so we do have to at some point comment on the fact that it's not a visual medium. That's what I've learned from listening to a lot of podcasts.
Can we upload it to YouTube and then have a picture there the whole time?
We could do that. Okay, here's what we'll do. If at some point one of us makes a joke that's really visual, then, and so, like, you couldn't understand the joke we're making through audio, then that person has to comment and say, oh, that works so great on a visual medium, like podcasting, and, like, being sarcastic, but then we'll upload a picture of that thing.
Check this out.
Wow, that's amazing. And it sure works really well on a visual medium like podcasting.
Yeah.
For the listeners, I guess I have to describe it now.
How will you?
Somehow, Steve was, with his right hand, he like grabbed his pinky with his ring finger and thumb Then he hid on his left hand, he hid his pinky and put the pinky from his right hand over the hidden one on his left hand and pulled it back and forth so it looked like he was tearing off his pinky. Now we spent all this time describing that excellent visual joke.
It was great.
Thank you. You thought my description was good?
I thought the joke was good. I thought your description was passable.
I'll take that.
S minus.
What is that? Wait. I think I know what you're talking about.
In school where you would get like U and S for satisfactory and unsatisfactory.
Yeah, I guess it was, for us, I guess it was through third grade. There was just different letters that you got as grades. As you got as grades. Yeah, it was like O was the best you could get because that stood for outstanding.
Really? I just knew like there were classes in elementary school, like gym for us, we would have S and U and that was it. So it was either pass or fail.
So that's satisfactory or unsatisfactory? Yeah. Okay. I guess our school was worse because because for, yeah, like in regular classes up through third grade, like this, you know, would be math and English and everything. And I'm going to try to do my best to remember. O was the best. It was outstanding.
Okay.
Then G was the next best.
For good?
For good, yeah. And I must be remembering this wrong, but I feel like there was F for fine.
And E for extra fine, and S for super fine, and E for extra super fine.
Now we have to explain that, Steve.
I'm sorry.
This is just
gonna get buried.
I know. We're just gonna connect everything. So I guess what nobody knows yet. See, I was really enjoying talking about the
I'm sorry. Bad I'm sorry.
Grading system. We'll get back to extra super fine. I should write that down. I should have anything to write with.
I don't see why.
Now I don't know if there is anything more to say about that grading system.
We had G for good, yeah. F for fine.
I don't know. I think it was...
That was it? You must have had a failing grade.
Wait a minute. No, that can't be right. At some point, E was a failing grade.
Oh, that... yeah. That was at my like high school, it was E instead of F.
E for fail.
E, because I guess they didn't want people to feel as bad.
Actually, wait. That's a good point. Because yeah, our elementary school grading system, the letters actually stand for something. But the A, B, C, D, F model, it doesn't stand for anything except for F. I never noticed that.
It kind of makes sense because fail is just anything below 50%. And then after that, it's like 10% increments.
So you're skipping a letter because of that?
I don't think like it's like the letters are there, and then F is like its own thing.
But F, Steve, I'm gonna have to disagree with you.
What are you gonna do?
Well, because in my opinion, I'd have to say that F is one of the letters.
Are you telling me that F is one of the 26 letters?
I am. That's exactly what I'm saying. I think F is not a separate entity besides the rest of letters. I think it is actually a letter itself.
I don't know if that's right.
I don't want to use my phone because we're using it to record, but I think if I do a Google search for what are the letters, you're going to find that F is on there.
I'll take your word for it.
All right. I appreciate that. So.
What's in the news?
No, I'm not. So Steve and I are old friends. We've known each other for many years. We mentioned that we're in a basement. We live here in a house with another one of our roommates.
It's attached to a basement. We don't live in the basement.
Oh, no. We live in the whole house.
Because living in the basement is pathetic for some reason, even when you own the rest of the house.
Wait.
We don't. We're renting, but...
Yeah. Well, wait. So you're talking about, like, in movies and stuff, like... it's bad to live in the basement.
Yeah, yeah, just always, in any context.
But I've never seen anything, because they're like, oh, I bet you still live in your parents' basement.
Yeah.
But I've never seen...
you live in your roommate's basement, or a friend's basement, or something. Oh, okay. But, like, I feel like if you were to say, I live in my basement, then people would be like, oh.
In your own... Well, because why would you ever say it like that?
Well, if there's a bedroom in there.
Well, I don't say I live in my bedroom.
Okay, so because we can go to the rest of the house, that then we're not just living in one room. I get it.
So Steve just figured out where he lives, I guess. When did we meet, Steve?
We met junior year of high school, technically.
Oh, that's true. I often forget that. So Steve and I went to...
It's an unfortunate drip.
What?
Sorry.
What's an unfortunate drip?
His crotch there. Pizza Steve's crotch.
We still have the TV on. And Steve is easily distracted by that, I guess.
Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, don't apologize to me. Apologize to the people who are horribly bored.
I just want to make it more difficult for you to edit this.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not going to edit most of this. I don't think.
If I had $1 million.
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 If I had
I want to be able to improvise on this. But I'm not sure how to get into it, really.
Let's just dive right in.
I don't have it. You know, just jump off the cliff.
You just gotta jump off that. You just gotta take the first step. I'm living the dream.
So we met when we were still in high school, actually. Because we went to college together. We went to art school. And we took a summer course at that same art school 2 years earlier,
yes.
Junior year, and that's when we met. And I don't really remember much about that class that we took. It was in the summer. I do remember, so we went to school in Savannah, and that class we took was in Savannah. And... Savannah, Georgia, that is. And that city has a reputation for, like, being really nice, most of it. Like, there's a lot of, like, old colonial buildings and, like, nice shopping areas and things like that. And then, like, you turn the corner and you're, like the exact alley where Batman's parents died, I guess. Or worse.
I think it also, like, it looks nicer in pictures because you can't smell it.
That's true. Savannah is one of the smelliest towns.
It smells very bad most of the time. I think because they have a paper mill, which smells awful.
Yeah.
You can never smell a paper mill.
Yeah. I don't even know how to describe it.
It just smells bad.
Yeah. It's like farts. But worse.
It smells like something is wrong. But then there was also like swamps around, and you could smell like swamp gas sometimes, and that just smelled like regular farts.
Right. So come to Savannah. It smells like farts or different farts. I was gonna say because of like there is these like areas like. Subtly hidden, but like right in the middle of town that are like a little bit more dangerous. I think that's why during our summer course, so like we'd sign up for certain classes and they had shuttles to take us to the buildings, to the classes. And then after that, they like they put together these like events for all the students to do that like
really fun events.
I think to keep us from going anywhere dangerous in the city, but
because we were there for such a short amount of time, it probably wasn't like worthwhile to try and get us to understand like where you could and couldn't go.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I also definitely didn't really enjoy doing silly, like, gym night events.
It's time for the beach ball race.
You can, I bet you can't put an egg on this spoon. And that actually
and
was...
watch Superman Returns.
Yeah, that was one of the nights, was just watching Superman Returns. One time we actually went to the beach, but for an hour or something. And
right,
then
well,
we
didn't actually... I think we just, like, sat on the pier and, like...
You and I did, yeah. Like, some of the other students went and enjoyed the beach, but I didn't feel like enjoying the beach for 1 hour and then getting on a bus again.
I just didn't want to get covered in sand.
Yeah, exactly. One of the events that they put together for us was actually, like, a school gym night.
Yeah, like, complete with mini pep rally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they made us do, like, cheers. You remember
that?
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. Because, like, I think our teams were divided by the rooms we were staying in.
Yeah, where we were staying.
And my group, I think, was the smallest group. Like, we were, like, on a wing or something. So there was only, like, 4 or 5 of us. And, yeah, like, we were so not into the cheer. I remember, like, I don't know, maybe your group, like, came up with something. Like, not that you were, like, you know, oh, we're so cool, but you at least came up with something that was, you know, funny.
I was pretty much the most school-spirited person of all time. So, I got way into the cheer.
We were just like, yeah, team. I do have one memory about... that gym night thing, which is like, so the people in my group, that other 3 or 4 guys, like, I just couldn't figure them out at all. They're really like odd people. Like, when I first met them, like, I thought they were like the biggest nerds in the world. And then slowly they started to kind of open up and like, not that I'm not like a nerd, but like, it was like, I don't know, it was like a different kind of nerd. But then they started opening up and they're like joking a little bit, but I don't know. I couldn't tell what they would find funny, and I guess that's what I'm getting to now, which is that like, I thought we all agreed that this gym night was stupid. So like we were all making fun of it for most of it, and then there was some event, probably involved that like inflatable ball with a handle on it that you sit on and you go around, and one of our teammates was like hopping on that and he like fell over, so he lost the race. And I was like, oh, you screwed up. You messed up our chances to win gym night. Like, I thought clearly being sarcastic, but he got really mad.
I just remembered that it was originally not going to be a gym night. It was, we were going to do it out in the park in town, but it was raining.
Oh.
And the place where we did it, like, if I remember right, it wasn't really, like, a gym. Like, it was just, like, this concrete, like, I think that there was, like workout equipment in there normally, but it wasn't, like a traditional gym with, like, wood floors and stuff. It was like, this concrete floored room that, I guess maybe there were bleachers there or something.
Was there?
I don't remember.
I don't know. That's... What if we did it outside? God, anybody could walk by. Oh, I like the fact that there is gym equipment in there. Like, I wish one of the events was just, like, doing the elliptical.
Run on the elliptical for 45 minutes. Don't say anything. They just wanted us distracted.
Yeah, so that we wouldn't go get killed.
Yeah. What jerks.
So I mean, after that summer session, Steve and I did not speak for
because
years.
We were mad at each other. Yes.
No, because we weren't from Savannah, either of us. And we just went back home.
Which is very far away for both of us. Like you were in Pennsylvania, I was in Michigan.
Yeah. I'm not gonna talk to this guy.
Yeah.
He sucks. What?
That's rude.
How is that rude?
You just said I suck.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just, like, if you're not around, I'm not going to talk to you. I don't understand how that's rude.
I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way.
Is this going well?
I think it's going great.
Okay. But then, lo and behold, finally made my decision to go to college at the Savannah College of Art and Design. And who should I find on the first day of orientation but Steve Gallant himself.
I was not even going to say somebody who looks like me.
That's true. First, I found somebody who looks like you and was like, oh, hey, Steve, do you remember me? And he was like, no, my name's not Steve. And that was his voice. It was like mine, but a little bit deeper. Hey.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
And then the rest, as they say,
is history.
Yeah. We should get a placard to put on our wall that says that.
Well, we have signs, so it would fit right in.
Yeah. That's true.
The house that we're staying in now has a bunch of wonderful signs in it that we did not put in. One says, live well, laugh often, love much. But the best one says, it's like right on the staircase going downstairs, so we see it every day because we leave through the basement. It says, we may not have it all together, but together we have it all.
They're good signs to have for three men living together
in their early 20s.
I was gonna say something before. This is, hey, it's a new segment on the podcast.
Oh boy,
it's
brand new in the first episode.
Brand new. This is me remembering what I was gonna say.
Oh boy,
we need to get a theme song for this.
Da 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 da.
That wasn't very good.
That was all I could come up with. All
right.
I'm not very musically inclined.
We got up to a lot. I mean, I don't want to sell us out too bad, but we got up to a lot of crazy shit in college.
Yeah.
You were pretty wild.
Like, one night, one crazy Friday night.
Oh, I hope you're going to talk about what I think you're going to talk
about.
Oh,
man, you know it.
Yeah.
We stayed inside and played Earthbound on Josh's Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was nuts. Oh, do you remember the time we got together? Like, it was us and, like, a bunch of our other friends.
Yeah.
And we went.
Those guys were crazy.
Oh, dude, I don't even. We'll probably talk about some of them later.
Probably.
I don't even know where to start, but like we all got together, went out into the courtyard and played hide and go seek.
Yeah. What about when we got the old gang bags together to play with bubbles?
This is all true.
Was the day that we decided to play with bubbles, we went out into the courtyard because all of the dorms were like converted motels, so it had like a court area.
Yeah.
We were out there, and it was the same day that like dorm tours were happening. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We got some interesting looks. I mean, I don't see what was so weird about
Just, like, parents who are, like, afraid of, like, whatever their kids might get up to just in college and, like, just want to make sure they know where everything is. And then you see, like, a bunch of...
like, 5 or 6 people.
Yeah, just, like, wee, bubbles!
I will bet that at least one parent thought that we were plants. Like the school was like, we got to make sure that the parents know that their kids are going to be doing wholesome activities like playing with bubbles and flying kites.
Actually, let's do that. Let's be the tour and the school.
All right.
Do that. Okay. Well, I appreciate all you parents coming along. We want to show you all of the, I know, okay, certain colleges are going to want to try to hide things from you.
It's, you know, it's nerve-wracking, like, trying to, you know, I'm worried so much about, like, my kids out on their own.
Right, right. You're, is this your first?
Yeah.
Your
yeah,
first one going to college?
They're our oldest in there.
Okay, well... so honestly, here at the University of Penn State, we're not trying to hide anything from any of the parents. Okay. If you're worried about that, we're going to tell you, where to go, where not to go. And we're going to make sure that your kids are safe. So, now,
That's good. That's a big weight lifted. I'm glad to see you taking an active role in easing parents' worries.
Right. I mean, I've worked at admissions for many years now. Now here, I think you've seen I've taken you. This is our main dorm here.
Oh, okay.
And you might be a little bit worried. You'll see this is right in the middle of the city. There's not a whole lot of lights around here.
Yeah, hardly any.
It's poor city planning more than anything. They didn't put up any streetlights. And you probably noticed already that this building is the only one on the entire strip that's being used at all. The rest are all abandoned.
I didn't notice that, but
you didn't. Okay. Well, you know, I told you we're all about transparency here.
I am a little bit concerned. Like, are there dorms? Are there other dorms in safer areas? Or
no, this is the only dorm. When I said this was the main dorm building, I meant it because it's the only one.
Well, do you have, like, good security or?
Do we have good security? I'm glad you asked because here is one of our security people coming right now. I'm just going to, you know what, he'll come in and talk to you. I'm just going to step behind this building here and he'll come and talk to you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Button this up. Hey, parents.
What?
It's me, Super Security. Look at my cape.
You do have a cape. Are you, like, also in charge of security? Is that what?
What do you mean? We've just met just now. I'm a superhero.
So you, like, do you have, like, check-in stations where they can call if they need, like, a ride or?
No, but I have laser vision.
All right, could you put the laser pointer down?
What?
I'm going to shine that in somebody's eyes.
I don't know what you mean.
No.
I'm a different person.
What? Why would you say you're a different person if...
No, wait a minute, concerned dad. I can tell that you're worried that your student, your son...
My son. Son, yeah.
And the other guy didn't ask before. I can tell that you're concerned.
Yeah, I am.
That your that your son,
it'll be your student. You represent the school in this case, so it would be your student, my son. I can tell
your son, you're worried that your son will not stay on track with his studies.
A little bit. I'm more concerned about the area.
Here comes some students right now to give you an idea of what the students are like here. I'll let them talk to you, but first let me go behind this building. Just gotta... can't get this cape off.
Do you need some help?
No. Oh, totally rad. Here I am from out from behind the building.
Okay, so the last guy...
Skateboard.
The last guy said a group of students. I don't know what you...
That's right. Here we are. Isn't that right, Sally? Yeah. Let me tell you, the one thing I love more than skateboarding is getting all my homework done.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Yeah, me too. High five.
No, listen, I don't know what you're trying to... Are you trying to trick me? Is this, like...
What? No way. I barely want to talk to adults.
You're clearly, like, my age.
What? We just met.
All right.
I'm a different person.
I don't like the area that this dorm is in. It doesn't seem like there is any security except for, I guess, you.
I think the security is that superhero guy. He's awesome, right, Sally?
Yeah. I love you.
Yeah, we should totally make out later.
You're just gonna kiss your hand?
What about my hand?
Sally, is you do like opening and closing your hand?
What? I'm not sure how to answer these questions. You should talk to the admissions officer.
All right, can you bring him back?
I don't know where he is, but maybe he's behind this building.
Could you go check?
Sure. Skateboard. Oh, here I am. So, I guess
you're... I don't know what you're trying to pull here.
No, just tell me what you think is happening here.
What do you mean what I think is happening? You're clearly just going behind that building, that old, abandoned, decrepit-looking building, and... dressing up as a superhero and a cool student.
Hey. I'm sorry, I was just in that old decrepit building.
Oh.
Does anybody have any heroin? Yeah, that's just one of the students playing a prank, I'm sure.
This seems like an awful area. Every other area I've seen of the campus is wonderful. You've got a lot of... like.
It was good that I took you there first, right?
Yeah. There was a lot of security. It was very well lit. Right. But the place where the students are living is a mess.
Uh-huh.
I think it's all right.
I didn't ask you what you think.
All right.
So why are you trying to get... Are you... I don't...
What?
Why are you trying to trick people into staying in this dorm?
Do you want to know the truth?
Yes!
The truth is, super security would probably be better to answer that question for you.
Oh my god. Amazing World of Gumball. The TV's still on.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Oh, man. We,
are great.
We are great. You know what other crazy shit we got into in college?
What?
A little thing I like to call the Travel Channel.
We did watch a lot of the Travel Channel. I'm kind of upset we're not watching it right now, actually, now that you bring it up.
You could turn it on.
OK. could.
We still have the TV muted.
Yeah.
The Travel Channel, otherwise known as the Food and Ghosts Channel.
Those are the two kinds of shows that you can talk about relating to travel. To travel, yeah.
We watched a lot of Travel Channel.
We did.
I think because it's just so easy to watch.
We probably saw two or three seasons worth, like, combined of Man vs. Food.
That's probably true. They aired that a lot.
They did. It was, like, half of the stuff that they showed.
It was easy to watch for whatever reason, just watching this man hurt himself.
Eat disgusting amounts of food for no reason. Oh, no, sorry, for a t-shirt and a picture on his on the wall.
Or maybe his name on maybe, a placard yeah. on the wall.
Sometimes not even a t-shirt, maybe a hat, maybe nothing.
The really good episode of Man vs. Food. The one where the challenge was near impossible, and yet there was this guy.
It was, I don't remember the restaurant at all, and I don't want to advertise for this restaurant.
Yeah, man, this is, we're underground podcasters. Yeah,
we're not sellouts.
This is,
somebody wants to give us money.
I would like some money. Yeah. That would be good. Should we explain what Man vs. Food is, just in case?
I guess.
Let's do an ad for Man vs. Right, Food. Yeah.
Man vs. It's not on the air anymore, so it's okay.
Oh, okay,
It probably is still on the air. They just air old ones.
Okay, good.
Man vs. Food is a show where a man goes to different restaurants and takes food challenges, which is usually like them saying, come in and eat all of our garbage that we're going to throw away at the end of the day, and we'll give you a t-shirt. Eat 43 pounds of milkshake.
What are some real examples?
It's usually between 2 to 5 pounds of food is what I've found. Sometimes it's like an entire like pizza with a milkshake or something. There's a lot that are like big hamburgers.
Yeah. Sometimes it's spicy food.
Yeah, sometimes it's a reasonable amount of spicy food. There was once he had to eat, like, 120 oysters.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
Just eat 5 pounds of your own snot.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's basically what that is. Okay, so what was the one?
Well, this one episode he had to, the food challenge was eat, like 2... foot-long hot dogs covered in about a pound of chili with more, like, French fries on the side. It was probably about 3 pounds of food. But he had to do it in, like, 20 minutes. Like, usually they have time limits. It's usually, like, an hour and a half or something. But they wanted him to eat all of this food in 20 minutes. And...
Which, yeah, like... I mean... I'm not, like, anti-competition or whatever, but that, like, actually sounds impossible. Like even if you, like, if you don't have, if you didn't have to chew or swallow, like, if you could just take a piece of food, put it in your mouth, it goes into your stomach, and then do that in succession. I still don't think that was enough time for all of that food.
Yeah, it was so much. And they said that only one person had ever finished it.
Right, before. That's right, yeah.
And they were actually able to find the guy. Like, I guess he was still around, probably a regular at this hot dog restaurant. And he was just this, like, dopey-looking, like kind of disheveled, like, out-of-it-looking guy who I assume completed the food challenge by accident.
Yeah, and to be clear, like, he's just, he wasn't, like, I don't know, he wasn't, like, gross.
Right.
Or, like...
He wasn't, like, excessively overweight.
No, not at all. Like, a little bit at most. And, like... He was, I think it was just that he was so unassuming. Like this guy maybe has never done anything interesting ever before, except...
Except he walked into a restaurant one day and was like, can I get 2 foot-long hot dogs covered in a lot of chili and a whole bunch of fries?
Oh, you want to do the challenge?
What? I just want... Is that what that's... Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, here it... here at Salty Jim's, we call that the eating a plate full of lead challenge.
Okay, well, is that what you... Like, is that what... I know some restaurants have, like, special orders of my food. Okay, I'll get that then.
Alright, so you want to take the challenge? Yes. You think you have what it takes?
Is it a good... Is it a popular item?
Popular? Sir, what's your name?
It's Jeff.
Jeff? Let me tell you about some of the people who took this challenge before. Last week, a man came in here... look me in the eye. What? I'm talking to you, Jeff.
Okay.
A man came in last week and tried to eat all this food in under 20 minutes.
Yeah.
He went home crying.
I just would like to have that.
All right, Jeff, what I don't understand is it sounds like you just are ordering this.
Yeah.
Because it's what you want to eat.
That's what I saw. I heard pretty good things about this place. I thought I would come in and get lunch here. I've only got 20 minutes for lunch, so I'm kind of in a hurry.
So you were planning to eat that in 20 minutes anyway?
Yeah.
You think you got what it takes?
I guess so.
Alice! This guy thinks he has what it takes to do the challenge!
Alright, so can I get the food? I don't have much time left.
Jeff, alright. Before I bring you all that food...
Yeah.
What'd you have for dinner yesterday?
A ham.
A whole ham?
Yeah.
And what about the night before?
A beef.
Jim, look, what? Here at Salty Jim's, we specialize in giving people disgusting food.
Okay.
I don't want everybody else to hear this, but... I don't even understand what you mean when you say that you had a beef for dinner.
You know, just, I went and bought, like, probably about four or five pounds of just the beef that was at the grocery store, put it into a pot, and covered it in Cheese Whiz.
Oh, that actually was gross to me. I didn't think I could be affected by that kind of thing anymore. Jeff, I think you might have a chance here.
All right.
Well, here comes your food now. Alice is bringing it to your table. As you can see, it's on 15 plates.
Oh, you don't just bring it here. I've got a table, I guess.
What?
You're not just going to bring it like here. I just got to go to the table.
Go to the table.
Okay.
You wanted it to go?
I'm kind of in a hurry.
Well, you only have 20 minutes to do it anyway.
All right.
Hear ye, clang, clang, clang. Jeff is about... No, don't start yet. Okay. Jeff is about to start the deathly... food challenge.
Okay, I don't know.
Gather around, everyone. The crowd... As you can see, the crowd is... gathering all around you to watch this spectacle.
There's no way he could do this. Look at him. What an unassuming guy.
Okay. We gotta get back to the salt factory soon. So.
All right. Well, we'll get you back to that salt factory.
Yeah.
Once you begin the challenge.
Can I eat 20 my lunch now?
What?
Can I eat my lunch now?
Hold on. Let me just do this.
All right.
20 minutes on the clock. Begin. Oh, this is so gross. What?
All right, what do I owe you?
Oh my God. What? He's done in only 15 seconds.
What is it?
What an amazing feat he just did. The kind of thing that you couldn't see on a podcast, but was really funny to look at.
It was, what? You think I'm funny?
Actually, no. I don't think you have anything interesting about you at all, except for the fact that you just ate 15 plates of French fries, burgers, and baked beans in only 30 seconds.
All right. So what do I owe you?
You eat for free and get a t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you have that t-shirt in size extra medium?
This has been the Steve and Josh cast. I'm Steve Gallant. Find me on Twitter at PF_Steve.
And I'm Josh Pilch. Find me at Joshua Pilch. Thanks for listening to the Josh cast. Bye.
Bye.
The theme song for the Steve and Josh cast is the song Become a Robot by They Might Be Giants, available where music is sold and on the compilation album Then the Earlier Years from Restless Records. This episode also featured the Steve and Josh remix of If I Had a Million Dollars from the Bare Naked Ladies, originally from the album Gordon from Sire Records, as well as a bit of Bright College Days by Tom Lehrer from the album Songs and More Songs by Tom Lehrer from Rhino Records.
Tap to stop.